Om Shanti. All are very welcome to Art from the Heart. Sister Gayatri, come and join us. Can see most of you are new, but not in Gyan. You're all experiencing Gyan? Yes? Are there newcomers? Yes? Newcomers in Gyan? How long?
5 years.
That's not newcomer. 1 year is newcomer. Okay. Thank you. Any artists here? Yes? Brothers? But all spiritual artists, isn't it? Baba's master creator? Yes. And for this workshop, it doesn't matter if you had any art experience or not. Of course, when you have Gyan, everything is easy for us. Okay, when we have art experience, it might be a bit of a challenge if we don't have Gyan. Because as we know in the art world, the practices are a bit different these days. Art has become extremely unlimited. You want some light? Yes, would be nice. Is it coming? Yeah. Thank you. Yes, it's art materials. It's very special. In meditation hall we have some art materials, physical art materials. But okay, with angels around, anything is possible, isn't it? We're so gentle and careful. Yes. Okay. The title of the workshop is Art from the Heart. So let's check for a moment. What is it what Bab Dada wants us to do? We spiritual artists, what are we supposed to do? Which effort are we making this moment now? Maybe you can help, maybe you can share. Sorry, sister. Purity? Good. Yes. All divine qualities, isn't it? Making our life colorful with all the virtues and powers as well. Yes. Good. And Baba was talking in last Merli about sitting on the heart throne and having self-respect. And okay, he said we are knowledgeful and I think we are faithful. We wouldn't be here otherwise. But are we powerful? That's the question. And this little workshop is a means to an aim. So, our aim for today is really seeing if we are powerful and if we are constant powerful. And we just take it from where we are. So in that way it's very gentle. It's just a way. And what are our tools for this art workshop? What do you think? What kind of tools do we have? Sorry, brother, I don't hear you. What are the tools we have? Okay, I can... Anyone else? Yes. These are the physical art tools. And today I can say we have very... It is very subtle, small, you know, it is... We have a choice between watercolor and pastels. So it's a very creative workshop. And I've chosen those. There's a lot more, of course. And this is visual art. And we can do any art for this workshop. But today is visual art because Baba wants us to see and not to see. He wants us to use the third eye. So this is actually painting with a third eye. And it's something very, very special, new in the art world. So, you know, it's like the children, we are children. So don't worry, anything is accurate, what comes out. But our main aim is to be spiritual artist, Baba's artist. Revealing Baba and, what we said, developing our virtues and powers in a constant way. So the tools we have, first of all, are thoughts, our thoughts. So we need powerful thoughts and we need words, maybe. Most of the workshop is done in silence, but it is nice to use Baba's words, powerful words, special points you want to work on. And put them also in on your artwork. You can write, but you can also, you know, visualize the point and write it as well. Then, of course, we have deeds. This is a bit a new aspect for workshop, maybe. We're constantly actors in this drama. But today, we're going to make it an extra effort to, you know, make the drama this little piece of paper. In this moment, this place, with these materials, with Baba Srimad, we as instruments, we're going to create some artwork, very, very special artwork, totally new. Every time it's more powerful and more new. And, okay, this is our assignment for today. So, the deeds, we need something to know whether our actions are accurate. We have a lot of experience, we constantly have, you know, with Baba's children and following Srimad and practice and being here, we constantly make that effort to have also powerful actions. So today this is a possibility through art we can share our experiences and create extra experience in this session to create this powerful art and to get a bit more understanding about what it is, a bit more refinement what it is. Babdada wants us to do constant. We're just making an art. And you see, the work is just a chart, becomes a chart of what Baba wants us to do. So are there any questions at this stage? Everyone is happy? Contented? Relaxed? Yeah. It's quite an exciting thing to do something new, maybe. But don't worry. The thing is, what's so nice, you don't have to do anything except having powerful thoughts and just let Baba do the things. And if you have never done art of a long time ago or, you know, don't know these materials, I said there's pastel pencils. You can just very gently, you know, pastels very gently. You can apply it and this paper, white paper, also some smaller color paper. Or you can use watercolor. There's a spray. With watercolor, there's also a special watercolor paper. And we can spray it with water. Very gentle, careful here. We'll set it up specially so, you know, you don't have to walk around. And so you can make it wet, and then with a pencil that looks like an ordinary pencil, it becomes like paint. But you can also use a dry, so you can work in layers. So I think when you are going to start, you want to know what you have to do first. And yesterday we had a little session, and I said every time it is different, and we're learning. You know, I'm learning as much as you are learning, and this came to me in... about, what was it, 10 years ago, before I knew about anything of this knowledge, Baba's ideas already came in artwork at that time. In that time, my life was quite dull and hopeless. So Baba came in that moment to really claim my inheritance, to teach me how to claim my inheritance. So art has been always very special to me, and I feel very, very grateful to have you here and being able to share a little bit today. So coming back to what is it we first have to do, maybe you can help me share what is it you think we have to do first. Yes, brother? Yes. Thank you very much, brother. Very well explained. And I like to add to this, you see, we have to try to come from the highest place, because, you know, I might sit here with a lot of waste thoughts or not really in a high state for one reason or another, or something is coming. Should I express that? You see, okay, I can express that, and if I have like thick acrylic paint, I could go over it, you know. But if I have certain media, maybe it becomes a bit more complicated. But okay, you can still spray water on it. And but the aim is to really come from a pure place. So as much as possible. But it doesn't matter, as the brother said. So what is a good yukti is when there is this white paper or colored paper, you know, nothing, blank paper, just put the dot on the paper. Just put the highest aim, just put Baba on the paper somewhere. You decide, you put Baba there, right? And then maybe also you decide, okay, you know, I feel confident, you know, I can work big. Or I say, okay, maybe I'm not so confident, I work small and I work very subtle. I can work abstract, it doesn't have to be a picture. You know, I can just be an expression of color, just using something, some rationale going on somewhere. You know, I'm sure we have so much experience. It's just life experience. And the soul is always an artist, isn't it? And all very sensitive for art expression. So, yes, also making your choices with colors. We had an interesting workshop the other day here about health, and there it came about how colors can heal us. You know, okay, we know it's not that simple like color only. It is like Baba's colors. You know, Baba's color is white. It's all golden red light, but you know, it's all the colors coming as white light. And of course we have the different colors are the different virtues. And there was some relationship discovered in research that some colors work on the physical world, on matter, on the body in certain ways. So we are more sort of, there's some relationship with that. But okay, if you don't know about this or you want to explore this, fine. If you know about it, if you don't know about it, just use your own intuition. That's fine enough, you know. It's just a journey. And it is, we have to make the connections between Raja Yoga and the way to express. And the nice thing of this is you know, when we have it right, we can bring it all out, all over. It's just a way of life. So, it's a special opportunity. Baba is also reminding us on time, so let me see the clock. Yes, can you all stay till 1 o'clock, or is that okay for you, or are you in a rush? Can everyone stay till 1? Yes? Brother Yukta, can you stay till 1 o'clock? Yes? No? What time you have to go? Okay. You can also observe if you want, but give powerful drishti. Also, it is to uplift you, no? So just take it very gentle. Powerful thoughts and gentle actions. Okay, so I was thinking if we can have a few minutes to finish this first part of the session to have a bit of a tool to understanding what it is about. I think we have another 10 minutes. Then we'll set out the material. And yesterday we were working on the floor and there's a table. But who would like to work on the table and is not comfortable on the floor? Would anyone like to work on the table? Yes, but maybe there's others who want to. Yeah? Yeah. We can... Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, I thought if we put a table and we put from all the material a few things on the table and we put a few chairs around it, and you know what's also nice? If we can also work in one piece, you know. We have to use the resources for that table, no? But the rest, we have two spaces. I put white cloth on the floor, and then we can sit and we make two trays. Each one cloth has a tray with different materials. But maybe also you need a little bit of demonstration. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, the sister, maybe you have something there you would like to share of yesterday. Maybe, can you hold it up first and show others? Maybe you can show it. Or shall I
hold it?
Shall I hold it? Come, yes, yeah. Okay. She has written, sitting in Babdada's heart, become a little child, sitting in combined form, taking
all eight powers from Bab and Dada, shooting an arrow to my beloved and telling him, "You are mine and only mine. I love you very much and am merged in you."
Okay.
This is Bab Dada's heart.
Can you speak here?
This is Bab Dada's heart. So I am in Bab Dada's, sitting in Bab Dada's heart. And I am in the combined form. Thank you, brother. I am sitting in Bab Dada's heart. And I am getting merged with all his powers. And I have shot an arrow on top. And I'm telling Bab Dada that you are mine and only mine. And he's empowering me with eight powers in different colors. And I'm sitting in his canopy and getting the rays from him. It could also be a bitter leaf that we chew in the mouth. And it could be either an orange, it could be a pumpkin, whatever you can just realize with it. And so I can say that like we chew the bitter leaf in our mouth for a long period of time. So I'm getting powers from Bab Dada and churning them all the time, like I'm chewing the bitter leaf in my mouth. So my creativity was getting merged in Bab Dada's love. So in the same way, you can have whatever thought you have, you can just put it in paper and make it beautiful the way you like it. So it's having fun while you are receiving love from Baba. So it's very funny, very nice. Thank you. Om Shanti.
What I liked of the work, sister was totally surrendered to the task. And you know, it doesn't matter how it looks like, because it's something new. You see, it's like the drama. Baba keeps reminding us, see and don't see. You know, if we see and we start to judge what is this, that, we're wrong. So we come from the wrong space. Anything, even whatever, everyone can see something different. It doesn't matter. And of course, you know, it depends on your art skill and how you will develop that. So the only thing what I would maybe give as a learning point, if Baba was more clear on the picture, you see, that's, if Baba is clear on the picture, anything is, you know, perfect. Huh? But if it's not clear, okay, the writing, you made it clear, it was later on, but and that's the secret. Just put Baba there and then work from there and create this relationship and just explore and let the materials work for you. And it doesn't matter, you can change it, you can still go over it. So start very subtle, build it up subtle, subtle, and take breaks also. What I shall do, we will have an hour to create, but I would like you to stop maybe every 10 minutes or something and just step back and just connect. And if you feel the state is not right, maybe you should sit longer and just meditate. It doesn't have necessarily to come to an art experience, it would be nice. And but it is for you to create a chart, what it is, what Bab Dada wants you to do. So, any other questions? Yes, there are pencils, the color pencils, and as I said, you can use them as color pencils, but if you put water, they become like paint. But it's also pastel pencils, so you can work with those as well. And some pens, also pens with ink. You can very fine fill the pens. It is like, it's so nice to be here and to bring the art of the East and the West together, because the traditions are different. And when I did art, that was the question, you know, how to appreciate an artist, a piece of art. You have to know where it's coming, you know, where the artist is coming from. And how do we know? And Eastern art is definitely, you know, different than the art from the West. Art from the West became very rational and the art from the East is much more meditative, just going into and much more traditional. So the main thing, of course, almost forget to mention, what has inspired all this workshop? What do you think? Baba's pictures. So, with Baba's pictures in mind, we are never uncertain. You know, we don't need a topic. We have so many topics he's given us. We can always just use Baba's pictures. And we can use it in a physical sense, just having, you know, that picture, as the pictures we know, all know, and we give the course through. But also we can make the pictures more alive, sort of, more abstract. And it is so nice, you know, to see. Yesterday we had this thing, I introduced the three worlds, and say, okay, make decisions in the three worlds. And so what you want to work on. So, okay, the soul world is Baba, and, you know, maybe then we say the world that Baba wants us to create is the world of powers and virtues. So make a choice in that. Just check with yourself, you know, what is it? What is it what I need at this moment? And just go for that virtue and just check and imbibe that virtue or that power while you create. Stay very close to Baba that way, and, you know, it's all perfect. And just see what the material does, and just play, and it's okay. And just, you can always start again, another piece as well. And in other art sessions, when we have more materials, you can just tear also material, you can stick on, you know, you can change, you can build up, you can do so much till you're really satisfied with the result. But today we have very little time. We do this for a whole day, and then we have very little time. This is just a taster. And yes, I think it's time. So we'll have a few minutes. Maybe you can bring your the chairs a bit more back. The ones who want to sit on the chair, stay on your chair, and we arrange the table around you. And maybe the other chairs can go back, and we arrange something on the floor. Yeah? Okay, and while everything is arranged, please take your time and just have some silence. Thank you.
Art as a celebration. Art as a constant, sacred act of eternal value of the soul. A tool for self-progress and world progress.
The aim of creating art now is to awaken people to spirituality, to change the perception of the unlimited concept and form of art of today, and create an art coming from a space of positive and spiritual insight, based on the rebirth of the human spirit. To give knowledge and to get to know and experience the innate qualities of art, life and inner powers again, which are expressed and experienced by the soul. A process of wholeness and purification. May you be constantly cheerful and remain beyond the dirt of Maya. On the basis of remembrance. Whatever situation comes, leave it to the Father. Say Baba from the heart. Don't forget to stop and look at your work. Check how you're creating. If it's in the right space.
Bab Dada wishes to see every child constantly in a state and as an embodiment of self-respect. All the children also wish to remain stable. The first self-respect is that you have become the direct children of the Father whom you had been remembering. you are a number one child of Him, of His. You children belong directly to Him. This is such a huge self-respect. You are the first creation of the world creator. Bab Dada has made every child an image of support and an example for the world. Do you have this intoxication? Think about it. It's the most invaluable throne. It is such an invaluable throne that no one else can attain it throughout the whole cycle. You have been given God's throne, the crown of light, and the tilak of awareness. Do you remember who am I? What is my self-respect? No matter how invaluable the golden aged throne is, it's only you children who receive God's heart throne in the whole Kalpa. We have about 5 minutes to finish the work and think about it. It's always unfinished. So, and it's finished in every second. Okay. Brothers and sisters, Baba's artists, wonderful session, so much creativity. Okay, we have time till 1 o'clock, but we are quite a few of us, and some have maybe have to go before that. So, maybe the brother, shall I ask you, it's probably nice to speak in the microphone, and you want to put your picture like something we can display? Maybe. On a chair or something? Yeah. Or we can do one by one, can't we? Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
So, maybe I'll bring it a bit closer. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you want to come a little bit closer, all of you? Okay. Put higher, if it works. All right. No, it's not sitting. Okay, we can just maybe use the chair. Okay? Make you... That's it? Okay, magic exhibition. Right. Brother, what was your name, brother? You want to introduce yourself and say...
Me first?
Yes.
Me first.
I'm Dixon. The name of this body is Dixon. I'm from Nigeria. And then... Can you see it from here? Should I hold it? The way the Malaysian sister is looking at it, she's and actually, this is the whole earth. And then I start from here. So in the column we have looking for peace. Now this soul is seated, suddenly looking for peace. Now he gets down here and thinks, maybe if I go to the mountain, I'll find peace. He comes to the mountain. If you look at this soul, it has one eye. In art, one eye represents imbalance. When we are not balanced, we only see with one eye. The significance is that our judgment is half, is biased, because we can't see with two eyes. So we only see with one. And with one eye, you can only see vices in somebody. But with two eyes, you can see vices and virtues. And then you choose virtue. So the soul is now existing with only one eye, so seeing just one thing. So in looking for peace, he says, okay, let's go to the mountain. He goes to the mountain. Peace is not there. He says, okay, maybe in the valley. He goes into the valley. Peace is not there. Then maybe let's go to the rivers. He comes to the river. there is another soul in the river in his canoe, flying his kite, showing this soul here is happy. For you to fly your kite means you are happy. He's in the canoe flying his kite. Unfortunately, this soul comes to the river and then, oh, with question mark, that is frustration. Now, this is the cloud. All of us are under this cloud. So in this cloud of existence, there is frustration all through. This frustration leads this soul back to square one. This is where the soul started, and the soul is back to square one. Now more frustrated. Now while he sits, if you look at the soul is seated. While he sits and thinks, he sees the sun. Now he asks, what shall I do? Frustration, seated, what shall I do? You can see tears coming down. And suddenly he moves, sees the sun, exclaims, what a wonderful sun. Now the sun takes his attention, he goes close to the sun. So this sun represents day, knowledge. He moves close to the sun. While staring at the sun, that is, while imbibing knowledge, paying attention to knowledge, he sees through the sun. Literally, nobody can see through the sun. But when knowledge comes in, when you take knowledge and take knowledge, you find that sometimes you go across your teacher. You know more even than your teacher, because you are an old soul that is prepared. So even when the teacher is teaching in the class, you're off. You're connected, because it is in your drama. So while standing close to the sun, that is knowledge, he sees across the sun. Now, all the while the soul is searching, there is a dot here. The soul, remember, was looking for peace. And there is peace here. But he never saw it. And that peace has been there. So while looking through the sun, he comes into this peace. And then while in the peace, for the first time in the life of this soul, the two hands are raised up. And he says, oh, Baba. So in this diagram, God is there with happiness, bliss, power, peace, joy, love, whatever. But because it's just a tiny dot hidden somewhere, we cannot see him. And in ignorance, we look and search up and down and up and down and up and down. And some are not very lucky. They go back to where they started and they commit suicide. Some like us are very lucky. They go back to where they started. What shall I do? And then the sun, which is knowledge, comes in. And they follow the knowledge, the path. They come to here. God cannot move from here to here because of us. For he's here, spraying his power, his love. What we have to do is to find the roof to connect. Now, this is the cloud that is above man, but this is God above the cloud. In other words, we have to leave this stage that we are, cross over to the next stage to be able to connect with him. And then in Gyan, we call it remembrance, the soul connecting with the soul. Apart from that, it is impossible to get anything from God. And then God is not specific about who gets from this power. Whether you are good or bad, God did not say that. That is why the rain falls on the good and the bad. But if you're good, you take more benefit of the rain. If you're not, the rain is just an ordinary rain. And that is why some of us say, if you're giving 10 rupees, the way you spend it will be different from the way the other person spends the 10 rupees. Some will use that 10 rupees to benefit themselves and others. Some will use the 10 rupees in a wrong way. So Baba spreads everything to us. It is left for you to connect. Nobody can teach you how to connect to God. In one of the mulis, Baba said, nobody teaches anybody Raj Yoga. A sister that gave us a class here from London says, nobody teaches you. That's not like I'll teach you how to do meditation. It is wrong. Nobody teaches anybody anything. By the time the realization comes, you begin to seek God, you want to know God. God will teach you. He will come. He will create situations. Other troubling situations, some sort of situation. Then you begin to ask, who is God? Then God will begin to teach you. If anybody tells you, I'm going to teach you meditation, it's just academical exercise. You sit back, and then it comes. So that you don't give the glory to man. You give the glory to God. This very soul cannot in his entire life say, it is because of this sister or because of this brother. Never. He'll always say, I had this realization. So day and so time. Om Shanti. If you have any question to ask me here, any question? Is very clear? Yes. This very soul from here, taking this whole journey, getting frustrated and going back, to some it could lead to frustration because he did not find anything here. But as drama would have it, while he was asking, what shall I do? Because immediately we come to the crossroad, the person, what shall I do? Some commit suicide. Some, they tell you there's no God. But this soul is very lucky. According to the drama, he sees the sun of knowledge. And then looking through the sun and walking through the sun, he came to peace. The peace of God is always there. Always there. It doesn't matter who you are, it's there. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Bamini from Malaysia. This picture, what we can see is actually a lotus flower, and I'm actually sitting on a lotus flower, and the water is not so clean. That means it's a mud water or a dirty water, which represents the world now. That I'm actually sitting, there's two things. One is the stage of my detachment from the world of the dirty water, and also the lotus, which symbolizes the purity. I'm sitting on the seat of purity. And where Baba is there giving me all the powers, the knowledge, the peace, the purity, the love, happiness, mercy, divinity, bliss, sweetness, every virtue Baba is giving, and I'm taking from him. But I have to sit in the lotus flower, and I have to get detached from the old world for that. Even the whole world is receiving that. But for me to really get it, I have to do that. And which actually becomes my wing. Very colorful wings. Which will help me to help myself and help the world by flying with that wing. But now I'm actually sitting there, and if you can see, I'm also soul conscious there. And I'm actually still a Brahmin. That's why I'm wearing a badge. My heart. All I have to do is now, this is what I have to do for the future. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. What is the brother's name?
Rasik.
When I came in Gyan, that was, is that a date? You mentioned a date? Yeah. My eyes and mind, what it was at this point, all the moment and time, even before, I was trying to find peace of mind. Once I saw
Daddy at Neasden Pound Lane, Pounding Park, the Kata? What is that? Okay. She said to the deities? No? Oh, and then Dadiji came.
Om Shanti, he was telling to every deities, Om Shanti and Om Shanti. And at that time, I had my cousin Dadiji, you know. So the faces were same, and I thought, now I have found, here you are, someone could definitely take me to the peace of mind. And at the end, when my Yugal wife was sick, you know, she came to the global house and she took some paperwork. She said, now I won't cry, whatever the condition, I am disabled. But we just have a peace of mind. That's what I learned from the global house. And then she led me further to the Nan and to my whole families.
Thank you very much, brother. And the picture you explained to us.
You know, when the peacock is very much happy, you know, at that time, of course, peacock is always happy, you know, in a mind of something looking for. But when she shouts or when she opens her flames, you know, at that time she is very much happy. And that is always in my mind that I should fly like wings, fly to the Baba all the time, all the moment, and no any negativity at all to myself.
She's so royal.
Yeah, and all the moment I pray that I want to remain positive, and I want to remain with Baba all the moments, all the night, all in the dream, and only Baba is my
Baba all the time.
Baba, my Baba.
Baba is nobody. Very sweet, brother, very sweet.
Thank you very much, brother. Yes.
Om Shanti. I am Devi Ben from USA, Texas. I'm in Gyan for 21 years, and I have a lot of love for Baba too, and I want to be with him all the time. And yesterday I got 8 powers from Baba, so I imagine that I'm becoming 16 degrees celestial complete, and I'm becoming non-violent, and I'm getting ready for the heaven. So over here, what I have done is, I have drawn the Supreme Being, and Supreme Being is showering all His powerful, beautiful, sweet rays of the Supreme Soul is falling on the whole universe, and He is spreading it, His rays non-stop on the whole universe. So I got His rays, and I became very powerful, and I started my journey. And this is the mountains, and this is the river, and this is the beautiful palace, and these are the plants and flowers and all of that. And so I started my journey from here, and I'm going all the way to the Golden Age. I'm reaching here, and this is the Golden Age beautiful palace, and I'm ready to live in it forever. And before that I became 16 degrees celestial complete, totally voiceless, and full of Baba's powers. And so I'm here, and I'm ready to go into Golden Age and live there forever. I'm happy.
Wow, Baba, wow. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Ever ready. Wonderful. Yes. Okay, brother.
Mushanti. I hope you understand my accent. So, I am presently in London. So, okay. Look at it. Baba speaks similarly about three things. Karan Karavanha, good wishes and pure feelings, and oh yes, giving it donation. You know, Baba speaks about those things. So what I did was, I've been thinking about it recently, how we can visualize that, you know, how when Baba speaks about having good wishes and pure feelings, what does it mean in practical? So this is what I wrote, it was written there. Bab Dada, sorry Baba for that. Now this is Bab Dada, you know. Form is the angel Avyal Brahma and Shiv Baba, of course. And what is shown here is that this person, he's painted in brown, you know, because it's the color of the body, you know, body consciousness, you know, it's like the earth, you know, body consciousness. But he's body conscious, but he's enlightened, you know. And what he's bringing to Baba is this pile of weaknesses, and it's painted black because it's all Iron Age weaknesses, you know. So he's making this donation to Baba, and because he has realized that, you know, those things, he doesn't want those weaknesses, you know. So he's giving them to Baba, he's making the donation, as Baba speaks about. And Bab Dada accepts his donation. And then, it's also, the title of this picture is actually Bab Dada and I, to show how Bab Dada and I are actually working together, you know. So it's like, you know, when you see the daddies are tying Raki or doing anything, there's always a sister sitting next to them. And she either gives a slogan or gives toli or something. So they're working together, you know. Daddy and his sister are working together. So Baba is here. He's accepting the donation. And the soul, having realization, makes a promise to Baba. Baba, I will not take back those weaknesses which I have given to you. You know, because he wants virtues now, not vices. And there am I, very subtle also, of course, an angel, you know. We are all angels, we are Baba's instruments. And you can see the connection, you know, this Akash between Baba and I. Okay, it's traffic control, I think. So I'm sitting right next to Baba, and between Baba and I, there are trays, you know. Like obviously trays of toli. But what is this toli? Is it toli? What kind of toli is this? Is it toli of good wishes and pure feelings? Yeah. So Baba has given me piles of these, you know, a stock of good wishes and pure feelings. So I considered good wishes and pure feelings to be like toli. Now when this soul having made a promise to Baba, and you can see there's a Raki tie here. You know, well, I try to draw Raki, but it's not a Raki. He's made a promise to Baba, you know. But Raki actually symbolizes a promise, you know. It's not really that, but it symbolizes a promise within the heart. And so he comes, Baba sends him, he's giving the donation to Baba, he's making the promise to Baba, and then Baba says, okay, go to that other one now, which is us, right? And Baba sends him to me, and what do? I just take from my stock of good wishes and pure feelings which Baba has given me, and I just feel the soul. You see, I'm feeling the soul. If you look closer, you see I'm feeling him. He told me of good wishes and pure feelings. So that's all I have to do. Okay?
Wonderful, brother. Thank you. Very sweet. Thank you. Oh. Yeah. He's saying the angel of Karankaravanha bestowed the unlimited stock of good wishes and pure feelings to the souls. Bab Dada and I. Bab Dada accepts the donating of our weaknesses. We in turn promise not to take them back. Om Shanti. Wonderful. Okay, I think this one. Who's this one? Okay, brother.
Brother Vaju from London, yeah? This is supposed to be original soul, yeah? Which is pure. completely pure, because there is no vices, all pure virtues, 16. And Baba is giving all the virtues to the soul there. The home is the soul. Baba is the supreme soul. So it's our duty, when we get this virtues, we must distribute us to the other souls so they get pure as well. It says here, to reveal Shiv Baba is to give knowledge about the creator of all souls and Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh and Shankar as well. Supreme soul, Shiv Baba, Godfather, the creator. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you. Yes. To reveal Shiv Baba. Wonderful. This one?
My English is not good, later, but I'll try. My name is Veronica from Mexico, and I try to It's a process of purifying my heart with the connection with Baba, and my heart is flying free and happy, and it's spread values and happiness to others.
Heart of an angel. And the lotus inside.
She's becoming a lotus flower.
Yeah.
What's inside? What is inside?
Lotus. A lotus
yeah.
Flower.
She's becoming pure by getting this from Baba. Becoming an angel and spreading grace to the world.
Well, she has to get to the world, so she has
to take us with you, he's saying.
And you can see she's taken from Baba, and then she flies first, isn't it? Yeah, same time probably, isn't it? When we take from Baba, we start flying. Yeah, we have to take from him before we can fly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we
truly
medium. Okay, thank you very much. Just keep speaking. Okay, I think this sister, she wrote 16 celestial, she said she would explain to me, but I can't read it all. Spin the cycle of 84. For the transformation of myself, I the soul with Baba's powers. Okay, Yahoo, a victorious jewel. Half cycle of patchwork. Oh yeah, one side is half cycle of patchwork and the other side is 16 celestial degree full. All virtues, doubly what non-violent, all-powerful, M.A.A., master of the world, for the other half cycle. It's very sweet. I think spinning the cycle. She said she couldn't draw, but she did very well. It's such a special art, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't exist in the world yet, so we have to create it. Magic. Okay. Om Shanti. This, I think it's the brother also, isn't it? Yes.
I'm Brother Natu from Wembley, London. There's nothing special about it. It's very ordinary. Whatever you can say about Shiva Baba or Brahma Baba is not going to be enough anyway. But one thing Baba is saying is that we have got to churn the knowledge and pass it on. We can't just keep it, because if you want to increase the knowledge, you got to churn it and pass it on. This is what I've been doing. I cannot talk much, so I've given the symbol of a flower, that I'm a small flower created by the Creator, and I'm throwing my... I'm a small flower in the garden of Baba, giving fragrance to others. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Yes. Yes, very beautiful. The quality. Yes. Very sweet. Simplicity is very powerful. I think this sister.
Oi? No, don't say that. See, we don't only have to put a point on the paper. So it's all extra. It's all wonderful celebration.
It's the all vices with broken heart. And Baba comes and all the vices get out from, and Baba comes inside the heart, and I waited for the future for constant love with Baba. Om Shanti.
Thank you, sister. Yes.
From all nonsense.
Very. Yes, overflowing. contained. Thank you, sister. Yes. Thank you. Good.
She's very deep in love with Baba.
Yes. Another picture here. Okay. Yes? That is Baba. Thank you, brother. Can you introduce yourself?
I am Pavel, BK Pavel from Czech Republic.
Thank you. It's so wonderful, Baba's children from all over the world, huh? Thank you. I find it is such a, the pictures are always so crisp and, you know, beautiful and, you know, someone said yesterday something childlike, but you see, we are the children, and it is because it's so crisp and new, and that is just perfect. And you recognize it, and the soul just makes it feel so happy seeing it. Yes. Yes, thank you. Yeah, we found someone to help with the website, so, yes. Good. Baba's peace and happiness for the world. Okay.
My sister, Vera.
No, you can say, what's your name?
Well, you can say that. My name is Maria de Jesús Jaramillo, de Mexico.
From Mexico.
De Mexico. Maria, dejémoslo en Maria. Okay.
Thank you, Maria.
Oh, my English is no, no good.
Doesn't matter.
But, bueno, yo... El detalle que yo quiero explicarles es que nunca conté a los hermanos que estábamos al empezar la clase. Y yo puse las estrellas y hubo un momento que dije, no, me faltan 3 estrellas. Y cuando terminé, vi que éramos 13 personas. 13 souls.
She says that these stars are we all we, because she didn't realize it, that we are 3 persons here in the class.
Mm-hmm. No
las conté hasta que terminé el dibujo, vi que éramos 13 personitas. This is Baba,
all the souls, Baba, the souls,
and the world. Las estrellas están bañando el mundo de la luz que reciben de Baba.
The stars are spread the light of Baba to the world.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, I think, did we have everyone? Yes, I think this brother, he said he would explain later, but I'm see here. After taking the Baba's powers, I think the picture shows from hell on this side. Okay, then he came, Baba's heart drawn, and getting all Baba's powers there, and then heaven was created. Very sweet. Yes. Yes. I think, what was the brother's name? He's from Hyderabad, no? Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Sweet.
He's living in a nursing home. Mm.
Yeah, I think they even have a Baba's hut or something. A little Madhuban. Because Baba started out in Hyderabad, wasn't it? So it's a very special place.
And they have hospital, they have children's school, and now they have built a big, huge thing. This is Shantivam on 35 crore acres land. And that's every type of service is taken. Good. Doctors, engineers, policemen, you just name it. So he was telling me that that place started Baba's service from there, and he's saying that everybody's saying the service will end there.
Yes. Okay.
It's only one nursing home ever for Baba.
Okay, thank you very much for coming.
In money, funds from the side there. There's no need for money.
Thank you all, Master Creators, Stars, Baba's children. It was a real pleasure and enjoyed very much. So, yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
If anybody has an email address, then they can give it to her.
Yes.
She can email her all the art that she's doing in the world.
You know what I find? I found it is so subtle, and, you know, I just said, no, it has to come out. So I'm just going for the highest, this website. And today I met a brother from here who can help, because we already have the model and everything. So then there's also a workshop pack. The fortune came that so Baba came in the artwork, and then my life changed, and then I came to the center in Cambridge, and then an opportunity came for me to do an English qualification, or they call Scottish NVQ, in delivering art form development sessions. And they had a standard of teaching, and I just used Baba's knowledge while I was learning myself, because I needed something. The body wasn't, you know, was really so demanding, and I needed something beautiful, and the mind cannot contain things, you know, so I had to find something. So I was putting in, and I was putting in for actually 2 years, and I got my qualification, although they said, you know, because they couldn't judge the content, but for the standard, I had to prove that I was competent in doing workshops. So I got that one. But then the question is, you know, what are you going to use it for? And still, so I let go of it, and then again, the opportunity came, I was allowed to do workshops from the house. It was very powerful, because it was all the artwork in which Baba came is in the house. So then, it was from the Cambridge family, the contacts, we had the contacts come. So we had, from October till this time, we had about every month a workshop, and very subtle, small group, maybe 6, 8, 10 maybe people like that. But then also the idea came to make slideshows, to make pictures of the work. I haven't done this time, I had no camera, because I shared the camera with the Lokik husband, and he is all over the world, so, you know, I said, okay, at least there's something, you know, like that. But okay, so I had no camera, and with a sister took some pictures. I haven't taken any, that sister has a camera, I haven't taken pictures of the work, but also what I normally do then, I make a slideshow out of the pictures, and put Baba's words there also, and make it more. But the other hand also, you know, we can also give it to Baba. I want not to put anything, you know, maybe you want to keep it, or you want to give it to someone, or you want to leave it with me, and I make slideshow, or, you know, whatever you like. It's okay.
You can take a picture first, and take the...
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Yes. That was my thought. To just put them all, you know, in a big envelope or something, or make it maybe on a string. Yes, that would be nice. Yes, maybe the sister can do that. Can she do that? She has a little bit of time. And maybe you can email them to me. And I don't know. I wanted. Yeah, it is up to you, you know. I would, if you want to give it, fine. If you want to take it and give it later, fine. If you, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Because are we giving to Baba, no? Yes. So. Okay, so also when the website comes, there is also a workshop pack. So I would like to, it's a wonderful tool, and the sister mentioned for also for children, for what, actually anyone, for, but I feel personally, because it gives so much joy, you know, and it is, we can do a lot of things with sitting and taking, like with classes, but for me sometimes it's too much, I cannot sit so long. So, but it accumulates like this because we create clarity and we share, you know, from the same space, and I find that so powerful. And for a long time we have been hearing this, so that's good. Yeah. Well, thank you all. Thank you. Gone very quick. Fast. Fast. Yes. Okay. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.